The following message is by Pastor John Piper. More information from Desiring God is available at www.desiringgod.org.
Grandma? Yes, Sarah? Mama told me once about how very bold you were when you were 9 or 10, and how a mob of Syrian men stole you away from home at night. She said there was an awful fight and other things you kept inside. She said someday you might confide in me and tell me what those years were like. Well, Sarah, many fears. The years had many fears. It's not a pleasant tale, and I've still got more scars than people know. Some show, some don't. What makes you ask? The glow, Grandma. The glow around your face. I've heard the grown-ups call it grace. I call it light. Sometimes it's bright, sometimes it's soft. It shines at night, especially when you tuck me in and pray with me and kiss my chin. Grandma, I want to know where you learned how to love. And Sarah, do you think that love grows out of pain? I think it might. Can you explain it to me, Grandma? How the glow is there when you have suffered so? You're wiser than you know, young lass. Perhaps this is the time to pass along the story how the Lord of Glory took the wicked sword of Syria and lovingly healed hate and pride and leprosy. Whose hate, Grandma? The hate was mine and deep. I used to call them swine. About once a year they'd come and raid a village. We were so afraid. I learned a lot about the ways of wicked men before the days when they began to look at me. I knew that Syrians could be as mean as hungry alley cats and dangerous as gutter rats. They let their lepers roam the streets and live in homes and handle meats. And that's how I would talk, with scorn for all the suffering we had borne. And even when Elisha came to town, I'd come and take him by the gown and say, "Elisha, sir, you make the oil to flow and dead to wake. Do you think God can save a man from Syria?" "I think he can," he said. "But when he does, the bait that saves his life will not be hate." My mother trusted what he said. Sometimes she would bow her head beside my bed and say that she would rather die than hate. But me, I fell asleep when she was gone and dreamed about revenge till dawn. And then it came. They thundered through the eastern wilderness and slew the men with swords. I saw your great-grandfather guard the little gate of our small house. It took 10 men to bring my father down. And then they burned the place, and one of them grabbed Mother by the hair and hem and threw her down the open well. They only wanted kids to sell for slaves, that's all. The rest they stabbed or chased away. I kicked and bit and jabbed and broke loose long enough to yell and knock the bucket down the well. Then something hit me on the head. I woke up in a Syrian bed. For all I knew, my mom and dad were dead. My village burned. I had the sinking feeling in my heart that everything had come apart, that nothing, Sarah, nothing good remained at all, unless I could. Could what, Grandma? Could love the way my mother loved. If God would sway my heart to love like that, and I could say with her, "I'd rather die than hate," then I could keep the best of all I'd lost and lose the rest. And Sarah, that's the way it came. Elisha's God was still the same. He made a widow's cup to flow with oil, an orphan's face to glow with love. So Sarah, you were right. Love did grow out of pain that night. It was a miracle as much as when Elisha's holy touch raised up the Shunammite. So what happened? Where did you go? But to make the story short, I went up to Damascus. I was sent to be the servant of the king's command. Oh, Sarah, what great things God works for those who love and wait. 5 years, 4 months, and 28 long days I served this moody man, as arrogant as any can imagine, and a leper too. At last I knew what I must do. I said, Sir Naaman, I'm a Jew. I serve the living God, and you serve idols. There's a prophet in Samaria who's old and thin, but full of power. And he could heal your leprosy if you would kneel before the living God or do whatever he requires. I knew another miracle was on when next day Naaman's troop was gone. 3 weeks I fasted every day. And when the stars were out, I'd pray, O Lord, if you once took away my hate for Syrian men, then say the mighty word, and I am sure that Naaman will come back as pure in heart as in his skin, and pride within will heal like skin outside. And Sarah, Naaman came back clean. I was a very thin 14, and when he saw me, Naaman cried and said before his cheeks had dried, Elisha told me I should say, God saved a Syrian today. He drew him with a holy bait of love 5 years and not with hate. He said that you'd know what he meant. Elisha knows I'm here. God sent you here, he said. Your work is done. You may go home. I don't have one. I think you better trust the man. He seems to be in on a plan somewhat above our fearful thought. You mean, Sir Naaman, that I ought to leave? It didn't take me long to learn Elisha's word is strong, and though at first it causes pain, there follows soon an awesome gain. And so they sent me home. I stood a long time in the nearby wood, to see if I could recognize someone I knew. And then my eyes fixed on the spot. The rebuilt place was just the same with all the grace and all the beauty Mother used to make. And suddenly God loosed a thought. Could Mother be alive? Could all my daughter hopes revive? Just then a woman stepped outside the cottage door. She stooped and tried to lift a log as I drew near. And when I knew that she could hear, I said, You need some help? She glanced up with a smile. I haven't danced with this back since the well. Sure, miss. What's your... Esther. Esther. It's me, Mama. And Mother took me in her arms and cried and shook and laughed. You wonder, Sarah, where my love comes from, the glow? Just there, a woman full of God who'd die before she'd hate. Do you see why my face should glow when I come in to pray with you and kiss your chin? Let's light a candle now tonight. Let love burn here with all its might. Light one for her and one for you. My mother's name was Sarah, too.
Thank you for listening to this message by John Piper, pastor for preaching at Bethlehem Baptist Church in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Feel free to make copies of this message to give to others, but please do not charge for those copies or alter the content in any way without permission. We invite you to visit Desiring God online at www.desiringgod.org. There you'll find hundreds of sermons, articles, radio broadcasts, and much more, all available to you at no charge. Our online store carries all of Pastor John's books, audio, and video resources. You can also stay up to date on what's new at Desiring God. Again, our website is www.desiringgod.org. Or call us toll-free at 1-888-346-4444. 4700. Our mailing address is Desiring God, 2601 East Franklin Avenue, Minneapolis, Minnesota, 55406. Desiring God exists to help you make God your treasure, because God is most glorified in us when we are most satisfied in Him.